This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Dr. Sean McDowell reminds us that apologetics in an ever-changing culture must be about taking timeless truths and applying them to timely issues and challenges. 16 years ago, he was the editor of the book Apologetics for a New Generation, and I have recommended it as a resource. At the time, he and other authors attempted to answer many of the questions teenagers and college students were asking. He has updated that information in his new book, Apologetics for an Ever-Changing Culture. He argues that we need apologetics now more than ever because Christian students are bombarded by anti-Christian messages on social media, in the classroom, and among friends. When he was on my radio program earlier this month, we talked about some of the additions and changes in his new book. For example, he said that if someone suggested he have an author write a chapter on transgenderism, he would wonder why that should be included. The chapter on the transgender debate is a necessary addition. Even though Sean studied philosophy, it didn't seem like the earlier book should include a chapter on critical theory. Anyone who's heard anything about critical race theory or critical queer theory knows why this chapter was included. He also highlights the work of men and women making a significant contribution to the discussion. One example is the addition of a chapter on urban apologetics. Another is a chapter by Natasha Crane on doing apologetics in the home. The foreword to both books is written by David Kinnaman, CEO of Barna Group. You will also appreciate some of the interviews Sean does with apologists like Lee Strobel, Jeff Myers, and Hillary Morgan Ferrer. We need to know how to answer the questions surfacing in our changing culture. This is a book to help you do so. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of genetic engineering, go to viewpoints.info/genetic engineering. Viewpoints.info/genetic engineering.